Anticipation for a minute, okay? I want to ask you to, I want you to ask you guys to volunteer to be judges. We're going to have a disagreement, a debate between the Christians and the Jews, okay? So I want to judge between the Christians and the Jews. If you open up, those of you who have it, so open up the Torah. Right to our Aliyah, Perek, the very end of Perek Lamed Bet, beginning of Perek Lamed Gimel. So you have it, open it up. And you notice we have a few things in the Aliyah where there's a disagreement between the way the Christians decided to break up the Torah and the way we Jews break up the Torah. So we read through and we have the end of the beginning of our Aliyah. I saw God, and I was victorious. And then what do we have? In Pasuk Lamed Bet, the sun comes, and he sees Peniel, and he is v'hutzoleil yericho. His leg is injured, and therefore we don't eat get a nasha until this day. The commemoration, there's an eternal commemoration of the fight that Yaakov had with God, the confrontation with God, the meeting with God, which left him injured. And then the Christians change the pagination. They start, Yaakov Einav, Yerabi Hinei Esav Ba'imo. What's the difference between the way the Christians look at it and the Jews? Right? This Aliyah. We look at it as a unit that keeps going, but here the Christians start. Why do you think the Christians break where they do? He sees Esav coming. What's the Christian definition here? Yeah. Anybody? Why do they break it there? We know, right? The chapters were added by the Christians. I heard a tradition, I don't have a historical proof of this, that the reason that we Jews still follow it is because the Christians forced us in debates to use their pagination system. So we get to Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and it's a new topic, right? All of a sudden, Yaakov sees Esav coming. He starts to deal with goes back to Israel, splitting up the family. Esav is going to confront him. The hug, the kiss, the dots over the kiss. V'sayinav v'yarat ha'nashim v'tiladim. And Esav looks at all the stuff that Yaakov has. V'yomer mi elilach. Where'd you get these from? V'yomer ha'yaladim asher nachanan elkim et avdecha. These are the ones that I got from God. So why the Christians break the Pesukim at Lamed Gimel? It's obvious, no? Because it's a new story. They broke the story. The story, the last few Pesukim, the beginning of the Aliyah of Shlishi, are really connected to the previous Aliyah. They have nothing to do with Esav coming. It has to do with the story of Yaakov's fight. So what's it doing here? Why do we break it differently? So let's look at it for a second. I remember when I was at Brandeis, one of the students pointed out something was a chiastic structure, you know, a crisscrossing biblical structure. Every time they said that, I felt I was back in Latin class. So I said to this particular student, who's now a lawyer and an author and whatever, I said, gee, I feel like I'm back in Latin class. He says, what do you mean? I said, well, every time I did the Aeneid, so we spent a long time on chiastic structures. He goes, well, they had it too, right? You know, the Romans had it too. But let's look for a second. The end of the Aliyah is striking. Esav sees all the people, the kids, the mothers, the stuff. Where'd you get these from? Who are these? What do they belong to? And what is Yaakov's response? These are the children that God gave to me. They were a gift from the Rabbono Shel Olam. If we look at the beginning of the Aliyah, which is connected to the previous story, Yaakov fights with the angel, he confronts God, he is shocked that he has confronted God. Look at the first pasuk in the Aliyah. V'ikra Yaakov shem makom Peniel. He called it the face of God. Kira'iti Elohim panim el panim v'yatzel nafshi. I saw God face to face, and I was saved. If we look at it this way, the beginning of the Aliyah and the end of the Aliyah share one major word. What's the major word? No one's with me? Elohim. Elohim. I saw God. These are the kids that God gave me. If that's the case, look at the middle of the Aliyah. the middle of the Aliyah, right near the break, actually. He sees the troops coming. The military's coming. And yet, if we look at it this way, that's the middle of the whole structure. And what do we end with? A belief in God, that Yaakov confronted God. And that was a horror, right? But he survived it. How did he survive it? Ratzon Hashem. He survived the battle of the angel because of the Ratzon Hashem, because of reliance on God at the end of the day. And we commemorate that for eternity. And what does he see at the end of the Aliyah? His children. Remember, when a friend of mine, Gerson Clymer had his first child, his first son. I remember he came to me, and he said he was in the hospital, and he looked in the eyes of his baby, and he saw eternity. He glanced at his child, and he saw eternity. Yaakov looked at his children. There's no greater gift from God than children. And in a certain sense, there's no greater act of acting like God than giving birth to children. Right? It's a gift from God, and it's a partnership with God, and it's acting like God. And when you confront things, like in Esav, you have to think of the horrible things you've overcome because of God, the battles you can overcome because of God, and you also have to think of the wonderful things at the end of the Aliyah, your children, your family, all the gifts that God has given you. If you want to overcome Esav, we're confronted with two paths. Two separate paths. You can choose a path of saying, Zeh kochi v'atzmi adi asad achayel hazeh. It's all me. I will overcome everything in the world. Or you can choose a path of reliance on Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is me, but me with God. I think the way that we break up the Aliyah, unlike the way they broke up the Aliyah, is to put a focus on all the battles in life, all the good things in life, all the bad things in life. End of the day, it's reliance on that one word. That one word is Elohim. Our lives, you have a choice. Are you with God or not? Are you abandoning? It's all you? Or is there reliance on Kadosh Baruch Hu? And we break up the Aliyah as a message in confrontations with Esav. End of the day, you have to believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good day.